This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. The recent rainfall is highly unusual for this time of year. We look into how it affects some of the Central Coast's top crops. For many local farmers, rainfall during this critical drought was a welcome sound. In the Paso Robles area, where some of the biggest rainfall totals were recorded, grapes are king. Jason Haas is the general manager at Topless Creek Vineyard. He says the rain gives the vines extra energy and washes away dust, which helps with photosynthesis.
You would only worry if it stayed muggy and overcast for several days, where you would then start to worry about things like mildew. But the forecast doesn't suggest that that's what's going to happen. And so, I mean, we really think this is a great thing. It's just weird.
Strawberries are another top crop for our area. Gerald Holmes runs the Strawberry Research Center at Cal Poly and is not as optimistic about the stormy weather.
They don't want the water falling directly on the fruit and then to have that rainfall followed by high temperatures and high humidity leads to poor quality fruit and a lot of rotting.
Expect strawberry prices to go up a bit in the coming weeks as farmers clear their fields. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.